And we're about to get ready for action here in the fourth quarter. Again, the score 44-10. We got 8 minutes of ball left to play here in the morning game. There will be games all day long. I will not be broadcasting all of them for you, but I will return at 3:15 for the girls' game. At 3:15, the Skagway girls will be playing Yucatat, and we'll see. Hopefully the girls can get that W. And the quick inbounds pass almost stolen by Gus Davis. Colton Belisle, however, comes up with a ball. Danny Brady calling for the ball with that clap over on the right-hand side. Gets it right back over to Colton. Alex Ackerman not guarded. He's going to put up a jump shot. No good. Rebound comes down to the hands of Christofferson for Gus Davis. Quickly up the court, he goes to Patrick. Patrick has kind of got the ball over in the corner, works it back over to Christofferson. Christofferson dribble drive into the lane. Ooh, real nice move by Christofferson, but a shot no good. Rebound comes back down to Gus Davis, and they're going to reset. Patrick takes a jump shot from about 15 feet off the baseline. He's fouled during the jump shot opportunity, and this one's going to go against Micah Cook. Cook out there defending, got his arm onto the elbow of the jump shooter, which will usually throw that jump shot off. So he's going to go to the line. Shooting two is Jonah Patrick. First shot up, and is good from Patrick. 45-10 the score with 7:24 left to go in the game. Gus Davis up over Skagway. Second shot from Patrick is up and good, and Ackerman now to inbound the ball for Skagway, gets it over to Colton Belisle, and Gus Davis is content to fall back into their 2-3 zone and just kind of let time click off here, as they don't really need to extend pressure because they're going to be playing again tonight. They don't want to get completely tired. Now a baseline jumper from Ackerman off the right-hand side at about 12 feet is up and good. So Skagway works it into the empty spot of the zone and puts up a nice bucket, 46-12 now the score. Skagway trailing Gus Davis. Gus Davis working the ball quickly into the forecourt. And we've got the ball just kind of working around the perimeter. Oh, nice dribble drive from Jonah Patrick into the lane. The one-handed runner up and good. Gus Davis always seems to answer immediately if Skagway gets a score. 48-12 the score now. Ackerman has it on the left. Gets it right back over to Colton Belisle. And Colton telegraphs his pass over on the wing to Danny Brady. The defense knew it was coming. It does not result in a turnover. It does result in an out-of-bounds situation. And so Danny Brady about to inbound the ball. He's looking pretty winded. This is about the time of the game when the Skagway Panthers are like, man, why don't we have a sixth player? Can't we please get a sixth player? But you know what? They got to gut it out, and this can work into their advantage as they get older, as they progress, because late in games, they're going to be used to playing tired. Ackerman now with a dribble drive on the right-hand side. No good. Rebound comes back to Ackerman. Up and good. Another bucket for Ackerman. Ackerman gets into the column now with a quick 4 points here in the third quarter, and he steps into the passing lane. Picks off the pass on his layup opportunity. He is fouled by Jonah Patrick, and Skagway is going to send Alex Ackerman to the line to shoot two more. 48-14 the score. Ackerman finally coming alive here in the fourth quarter. You need Ackerman to have a strong game if Skagway's going to contend in this tournament, and he is starting to find his rhythm here. Maybe a little late for this game, but we'll see. Tomorrow morning's game might be a different situation. His first free throw is up and no good. Congratulated by both teams on that miss. A lot of low fives from the Foxes and from his Panther brethren. Pretty interesting. Second shot up. No good. Rebound comes down into the big hands of Jordan Wagner. All over that rebound. 6'2 center. Just kind of all over the court. Ball loose on the interior of the key. Danny Brady is the one who comes down with it. And Danny Brady, all hustle all the time, comes down with that basketball and gets it over half court. So Skagway comes up with another turnover. And Colton Belisle gets it over on the right-hand side to Brady. Brady looks inside, back out top to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle's got a dribble, takes it, gets it over on the left to Ackerman. Ackerman gets it over to Brady. Brady's little jump shot, no good. Fights for the rebound. Off the hands of Wyatt Belisle, off the hands of Danny Brady, and out of bounds. Ball's going to go back over to the Gus Davis Foxes. Foxes inbound the ball. Cody Christofferson with the ball up over half court. Works it on the right-hand side to Patrick. Patrick kind of looking to get into that lane again, and so smooth dribble drive into the lane. And this is something that Jonah Patrick has shown throughout this game, is that ability to penetrate the 2-3 zone from Skagway, get the ball in point-blank range, and go to the free-throw line. And another opportunity for Patrick at the free-throw line. That is foul number 5 on Alex Ackerman. Foul number 5. Skagway will finish the game with 4 players, and you want to say it's almost 3.5 players because Wyatt Belisle is pretty hobbled out there, but he's really contributed well. He's the leading scorer for the Skagway Panthers today. We've put in 6 so far today. So the first free throw was up and no good from Patrick. 48-14. We'll be interested to see if Skagway is going to play a diamond or a box. How are they going to work it with just 4 players here today? And look at this, Gus Davis, a luxury, makes a substitution. How about that? Hammonds comes out of the game for Kunot. Kunot checks back in for a little bit more action here in the second half. Second free throw up and good for Jonah Patrick. And Danny Brady inbounds the ball to Colton Belisle. Well, Skagway's going to sorely miss Alex Ackerman for the rest of the way here. A little give-and-go attempt from Skagway. Colton to Brady, back to Colton, but Brady's pass went off a foot. Looked to me like it was a Gus Davis foot, but looked to the officials like it was a Skagway foot. So that is going to be Fox's basketball, and Foxes have it now in the forecourt. Quickly down low, the ball goes to Wagner, and easy layup option for Wagner. Just turns and lays it in, fairly uncontested. 51-14 now the score, with 4:48 to go in the game. Colton Belisle works it over on the right-hand side. He's got less players available to him to pass to now, and so he picks up his dribble, gets it over to Wyatt on the wing. Wyatt takes a dribble in, wants to work it down low to Brady, but his pass is picked off. Quickly up the court go the Foxes, and an easy lay-in opportunity for Jonah Patrick. And it looks like this one is totally getting away from Skagway now, with just 4 players on the court and under 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the game. Skagway's going to have a real rough time of coming back. Boy, that would be something. Miracles can happen, they say. Well, I don't know about this one. Colton Belisle working the ball over onto the right-hand side. And then back up top. And he's just kind of dribbling around at this point. Pick set by Brady. He's run over by Jonah Patrick. Or at least it looked that way as Brady went down. But a nice play by Brady, getting a charge call. Nicely done. That is a foul on the Foxes, and the ball will be Skagway's. And he will inbound from the right-hand side. Gets the ball into Cook. Cook's a little bottled up, and he throws the ball away. It is Patrick stepping in the way and taking the ball length of the court. Lays it up and in. 55-14, and Skagway turns the ball back over on the inbounds play. The inbounds pass from Belisle to Brady made it, got it inbounds, and then Brady passed it right back to Belisle. Belisle did not establish his presence in the court of play, and that was a turnover. So the Foxes have it, and a quick jumper by Patrick from the right-hand side, 3-point line, no good. Rebound comes back down to the Foxes, and the Foxes look to dribble drive in Christofferson with about a 4-foot jump shot that goes about 7 feet. No good. Ball comes back to the Foxes, and quickly they are just attacking the interior of that 4-man zone. Jordan Wagner puts up another bucket from point-blank range, 57-14 now with 3 minutes to go in the game. Skagway is down a man. Colton Belisle now has it from 18 feet off the front of the rim, and that's the tired leg of Skagway with no substitutions. A lot of their jump shots are going to go off the front of the rim. When you get tired, Christofferson launches up a 3 for the Foxes. No good. Rebound comes down to Gus Davis. And another shot up and no good by Wagner. Rebound comes down to Colton Belisle. And Colton gets the ball to Wyatt. Wyatt back to Colton. Over to Brady. Back to Colton Belisle. And Skagway has the ball with 2:20 left to go here in the game. Colton Belisle showing that, boy, the Skagway Panthers have worked hard in this game, but looking a little winded. Takes a jump shot, no good. Wyatt comes down with a rebound, gets it down low to Danny Brady. Danny Brady wants to work on a much bigger Jordan Wagner, and as he's trying to back him down into the lane, he travels. That is a turnover. So it will be Gus Davis basketball, 57-14 to score now, under 2 minutes to play. It is Jonah Patrick with the ball. He's working the ball between his legs, a little fiddle-diddle, a little daddle-doodle. Gets it into the lane and is fouled. Looks like that foul is going to go on Wyatt Belisle. And Gus Davis is in the bonus. Skagway's in the penalty. Gus Davis, that means they're in the bonus. So he's going to be shooting 1-1 is Jonah Patrick. And they're letting the clock run at this point. First shot up by Patrick, no good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Jordan Wagner, and his putback is not going to be called good, though it did go in the hoop, but they're going to call that one on the floor. And another foul by Skagway. That one's going to go against Danny Brady. They are going to count that basket. They're giving him the continuation, saying apparently he was hanging in the air for that long and while he was shooting the basketball. But there you go. Jordan Wagner, quite the athlete, didn't know he had those kind of ops. But he does have Jordan in his name, right? Banks in his free throw. Banks open early in Sitka this morning. Colton Belisle has the ball, works it up into the forecourt to Danny Brady. Danny Brady on the right-hand side of the court now. He's kind of dribbling a little bit, gets it back out to Colton. With under a minute to play, it is 58-14 the score. And we have an official timeout on the floor. They're just trying to get this foul call correct. And we're going to have an inbound opportunity now for Skagway. Good thing the officials were on top of that. That meant the world. 60-14 here is the score. Gus Davis Fox is up over Skagway. And Danny Brady inbounds the ball to Wyatt. Wyatt has a little bit of a hard time finding it. Almost all the way underneath his own basket before he recovers it, but gets it back to Brady. And now into the forecourt comes Skagway. Colton Belisle has it. Looks like he's almost waiting for the last shot. He's just kind of working the ball around on the right-hand side of the court. Now back up top, kind of looking for a pick from Cook. Cook trying to set that pick, but unable to utilize it is Colton Belisle, and he's going to be called for a five-second violation. Colton Belisle just dribbling it too much. The defense staunched by Jonah Patrick. Jonah Patrick forces the turnover from Skagway. And 23 seconds to go here in the game. Quickly works the ball down low, does Gus Davis, and another bucket for leading scorer in the game, Jordan Wagner. Skagway's inbound pass is picked off, and as Wagner was trying to save the ball inbounds, he steps on the end line, and it goes back to Skagway with just 7 seconds to play. Skagway inbounds it. Brady gets it to Wyatt Belisle. Wyatt Belisle is now trapped. Gets it up into the forecourt to Brady, and Brady does not get the shot off in time. The game has ended. And that is all she wrote from Sitka, Alaska, in the first game of the 1A basketball tournament, the regional basketball tournament here, 62-14. Gus Davis Foxes came out and showed Skagway what tournament basketball is all about.